Liberia is making progress against Ebola. One town on the outskirts of the capital has been especially successful, experiencing no new infections since September. And as NPR's Ephebio Quist Arkton found, Liberia's president is using this town as an example in her Ebola Must Go campaign.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has launched the campaign she says will shift the focus of Ebola from treatment centers to communities as the number of cases of the virus stabilizes in Liberia.
We're launching it in a place where they have made a difference.
The president was speaking at the Christ Kingdom Harvest Church in the New Georgia Signboard community north of Monrovia. Johnson Sirleaf has set a goal of zero new cases of Ebola by the end of the year. She says it'll be up to exemplary communities like this one to keep the virus out of the country once Ebola is licked, and that all Liberians should make this pledge.
I, citizen Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, as the president, say, citizen, pledge to protect myself, my family, and community because Ebola must go. And stopping Ebola is everybody's business.
Community chairman J.B. Walker-Dennis explains how they seized the initiative aggressively, observing health ministry directives, promoting Ebola education, and ensuring that infected residents sought medical help.
You don't touch people, you don't hug people, and so forth. When people started dying, we began to quarantine some homes.
The wife of the pastor, Ophelia Gate, described how she found a family aged 2 to 21 all sick with the virus after their caregiver died of Ebola.
All of the 6 living children were all lying on a bush, vomiting, toileting on themselves. We should not touch anyone that is sick, but we knew that we could still do something.
The surviving members of the Kaifa family were admitted to a treatment unit and survived. But Pastor John P. Gate says there was resistance and fear once the family came home, and no landlord wanted them as tenants.
They started the uproar. What right do we have to bring the children in the community? And the landlord was angry. He don't want the children in the house.
The pastor says the community is now more accepting, but the eldest of the survivors, Hawa Kaifa, who's 21 and a mother of 2, says it's tough and that people avoid them, even her best friend.
I feel there, I ain't got nobody again, so...
Yes, I feel like a true outcast. I have nobody, only God.
Kaifa says she's proud the president visited her community, but sad she's come after so many in her family have died of Ebola. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, New Georgia Signboard, Monrovia.